After a number of weeks of very dramatic narratives about Jacob and Esau, you know, the stealing of the blessing and sibling rivalry and, you know, miscommunication and then having to flee for your life. And then last week, the tension of the brothers coming back together, being reconciled. You might be a little disappointed in this week's reading. It's really just a number of snippets of Jacob's journey through life. And it's thought that this is what this particular chapter in Genesis might be, just a number of little traditional stories kind of pulled together. As the story of Jacob begins to wrap up in Genesis, and the story now moves on through Jacob's children. But I think there's some interesting messages in these little snippets we get of Jacob here. And those are reflected in the psalm as well this morning. These snippets give us sort of a picture of life. Its ebb, its flow, its moving on. As the psalm says about God, God is with us, our help. I think it's interesting that God's help comes from the mountain, so it comes from here, but and is with us. But, you know, God watches over us, our coming, our going, the ebb and flow of life. And we get that in these snippets of Jacob. I've been reminded of sort of the ebb and flow of life this week in my parents. Got word on Monday. I knew my dad was going in for a biopsy on his vocal cord. He's been having voice issues, and they weren't sure if it was something cancerous or not. Turned out not to be. They thought it was some sort of infection, and he was fine. And then 2 days later, he was on antibiotics for this infection. 2 days later, I get a text that my dad is in the emergency room. He's had swelling in his jaw. And he's the one who woke my mom up and said, I think I need to go to the emergency room. This is my father who, if there were blood spurting out of his body, would probably say, oh, I'm just a little under the weather. So I was a little, you know, taken aback. My dad is in the emergency room. He's fine. They gave him IV and Benadryl, and the swelling went down. Everything's good. But it's those kinds of moments that kind of bring you up short with life and death and, you know, the fact we all forget it's going to happen to us and to everyone. And notice in the story of Jacob, these little snippets, we get life, we get death. We're told that Rebekah's nurse, Deborah, dies. We're told that Isaac, after 180 years and a long, satisfying life, dies. And then we're told that Jacob's true love, Rachel, remember that he worked 14 years to be able to marry, that she dies. And yet, as she dies, there is also new life in Benjamin. Life and death. And God is there and part of it all, watching over us, protecting us, coming and going. We also get stories of Jacob going back to places in his past. There's a certain nostalgia to these passages. Jacob goes back to Bethel. Bethel's the place where he saw the ladder going up into heaven and angels ascending and descending on it. And now he goes back to Bethel, like we sometimes go back to places that have been meaningful to us in our past. And I was thinking about a few years ago when I got to go back in my childhood home where I had lived up until my 20s, and then I hadn't been back inside it for a couple decades, and it was on the market just before I left Ohio, so I went and checked out my childhood home, and I was amazed how much it had changed, how small and kind of shabby it had become over those years. We do that. There's a certain nostalgia here for the past in this reading, and yet also a look to the future. Benjamin will figure very importantly in the story going on. And God is in it all. The coming and the going, the past, the present, the future. And then there's the name change. Now, we've read this earlier in Genesis, but we're reminded of it here. God reminds Jacob, your name is no longer Jacob, he who supplants. Your name is now Israel, which means God rules. And I couldn't help noticing in the psalm, did you notice a reference to Israel? God watches over Israel, and so God will watch over you. And that's many times to our modern ears, we think of that as God watching over a particular nation, Israel. But of course, there was no nation Israel when the psalm was written. There was a people referred to that way as God's chosen. But remember, the word Israel refers to a particular person as well, Jacob, Israel. And so the psalm says, as God has watched over Israel, a people, but one particular person as well, so God watches over you. And to me, that may be the real message of the whole story of Jacob, with its twists and turns and ups and downs and ebbs and flows. Through it all, God is right there. Jacob at times behaves well, and many of the other times behaves not so well. But God's there through it all. Life, death, past, present, future. There's God. And to Jacob's credit, he keeps remembering that. Israel. That could be our name as well. God rules. God is with us. God is in charge. God is guiding. And to me, that may be the message. As we wrap up the story of Jacob this week, that through it all, ups, downs, life, death, ebbs and flows, coming and going, God was always right there with Israel. And so, God is right here with us through it all as well. Amen.